Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Six sources tell Reuters that Apple dropped plans to let iPhone users fully encrypt backups of their devices using iCloud after the FBI complained that the feature would harm investigations. Last week, U.S. Attorney General William Barr called on Apple to unlock two iPhones used by a Saudi Air Force officer who killed three Americans at a Pensacola, Florida naval base last month. Apple apparently turned over the shooter's iCloud backups in that case and said it wasn't true that the company has not provided substantive assistance. Uber is testing a new feature letting some drivers in California set their own fares when going to and from airports in Santa Barbara, Palm Springs, and Sacramento. Drivers can charge up to five times the fare, a source tells the Wall Street Journal. California's passage of Assembly Bill 5 now requires companies to treat workers as employees rather than independent contractors if operations are controlled by the company. Uber has argued that it is a technology platform that connects riders with drivers and is not a transportation company, and that drivers aren't part of its core business. Uber also sold its food delivery business Uber Eats in India to its competitor Zomato, giving Uber a 9.99% stake in Zomato, which equals a valuation of around $300 million. Uber Eats will discontinue operations and transfer user information into Zomato's app starting Tuesday. The Samsung Galaxy S20 officially announces at Samsung Unpacked on February 11th, and Frandroid now cites several sources who say in European markets, the S20 will reportedly be more than 900 euros, the S20 Plus more than 1,000 euros, and the S20 Ultra more than 1,300 euros. 4G variants of each model are rumored to be available for around 100 euros less. And Frandroid also reports the Galaxy S20 pre-orders will start February 11th and run through March 13th when the phone officially goes on sale. Disney Plus will launch on March 24th in the UK, Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Austria, and Switzerland, a week earlier than originally planned. In the UK, the streaming service will cost £5.99 per month or £59.99 per year. Disney Plus launched in the US and Canada back in November and previously launched in the Netherlands as a testing ground for the platform in Europe. Sonos will stop providing software updates and new features for its oldest products starting in May. This includes Sonos Zone Players, the Kinect and Kinect Amp that were manufactured between 2011 and 2015, the first gen Play 5, the CR200 controller, and the Bridge. Sonos says that customers can keep using these products after support ends or replace them with a modern Sonos product at a discount. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that he will suspend a planned digital tax in the country and that France would work with the U.S. to avoid a rise in tariffs. The digital tax, which is now suspended until the end of 2020, would apply a 3% levy on revenue from digital services earned in France by companies with revenues of more than 25 million euros or 28 million U.S. dollars in France and 750 million euros worldwide. At the top of our subreddit today, Canonical announced the Anbox Cloud for enterprises, which can distribute Android apps using the cloud in a container environment. Businesses using the service would have secure apps that are independent of devices. Canonical says this is ideal for cloud gaming, enterprise workplace applications, software testing, and mobile device virtualization. And finally, back in 2017, iLife won a $10.1 million judgment against Nintendo after a jury found that the Wii and Wii U infringed on an iLife patent from 1999 for body-mounted fall detections. Now, a Dallas federal court has overturned the award and invalidated iLife's patent, which describes a system that determines whether someone is falling by processing said sensed dynamic and static accelerative phenomena. But Judge Barbara Glynn said in her ruling that iLife's description of a system that merely gathers, processes, and transmits information was too abstract to be patentable in the first place. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.